Yo, today's QOD is do not do things you know to be stupid. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Jordan B. Peterson back on the show. You know, I tend to, you know, not talk too much about social and political stuff on the show. I like to save that for my Instagram story so you can find them there. But I really think we need to talk about this particular topic. I had a friend recently over at the house and she was like, Sean, when I'm at work, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. Like, there's this big list of words we can no longer say. And it's just, she was resentful about it. You know, you're at work a third of your day. When you feel like you're walking on eggshells at work for a third of your day, that can make your life kind of suck. That can make you very bitter about your work and make you not like your place of work. And so there's so much silliness going on with language and political correctness and on and on. And it is really up to you. It is up to us to stand up and speak out and be like, yo, this is silly. Because if we don't, then it takes over and we find ourselves for a third of our day, a third of our week being somewhere that we really don't want to be. And so Jordan B. Peterson is going to break this down. He does it really well. Here's Dr. Peterson.
Anyway, so there's Horace, and then there's the guy on the right there is Set, and he's like the precursor of the Christian representation of Satan. In fact, the name Satan seems to have been a transformation of the name Set. And Set is actually, he's like the god of totalitarian possibility, because in Egyptian mythology, he represents the brother, the evil brother of the rightful king, who's always plotting to overthrow the rightful king. And Horus is his natural enemy. And what this means, I tell you, man, it's really important. So I have in my clinical practice frequently people who are stuck in the middle of absolutely moronic bureaucracy. So I can give you an example of this. I just love this. One of my clients who worked for a large corporation, who's a pretty sensible woman, she was being driven mad by the political correctness that had infected the organization. And she sent me a 32 email letter exchanges that were circulating around the word flip chart. I don't know if any of you have heard the flip chart controversy, but it's pretty mind-bogglingly moronic. And so the deal was that somebody, you know what a flip chart is, right? It's one of those paper pads that you flip paper over. Well, it turns out, hypothetically, that flip is a pejorative term for Filipinos. And so they believed that the idea, the flip chart phrase, was no longer acceptable because it was potentially offensive to Filipinos, although I bet they would have had to like vacuum up the whole planet to find one Filipino who actually cared whether or not someone called that a flip chart, you know, and that person would have had plenty of problems that were worse than that. Anyway, there was like a 32 serious email exchanges about what terminology should be used instead of flip chart, you know? So that's what people were doing instead of trying to actually have a life and do something useful. And it was driving her completely mad. They did rename them and made it, it made part of corporate policy that it was inappropriate to use the word flip chart. I don't remember what the hell they called them. Who knows? But the reason I'm telling you this story is a lot of you are going to find yourself embedded in bureaucracies. And, you know, and there's that for better or for worse. And one of the things that is going to happen to you is that people are going to ask you to do stupid and ridiculous things. And the fact that they're asking you to do stupid and ridiculous things is going to do three things to you. One is it'll warp you so that you'll pretend that you agree with it. And then eventually you will. And like, good, so much for your soul. And then the other thing is that it'll demotivate you because you'll think, why should I be like slaving away at this job when, you know, I'm being pecked to death by morons with stupid rules. And the third thing that it'll do is make you resentful and irritated. And that will also undermine your motivation and make your life miserable. And so you might think, well, what should you do about that? And the answer to that is you should object at the earliest possible point, because first of all, you'll find that if you do, if you object to radical stupidity when it first emerges, you kind of make people aware of the fact that what they're doing is radically stupid, and they'll usually back off. And so then they won't torture you to death. So, you know, you have to take a risk, which is, oh no, what happens if I complain about this? But, you know, it's another one of those situations where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So if you complain, that'll cause some trouble. Although usually it causes way less trouble than you'd think, because people are generally not very courageous. And if you push them with some strength on a when they're doing something absolutely moronic, they'll usually back off because they don't know what to do when they're being challenged. And then you won't have to put up with it for the rest of your life. And so why I'm telling you this is because all sorts of bureaucratic entities, corporations, government institutions, nonprofit organizations, anything that's above a certain size, because it doesn't matter if it's government or corporate, it's all the same bloody foolishness when it gets too big, is like those things tend towards totalitarian structures. It's part of the innate danger that's associated with social organization. And so then you might say, well, how do you keep the enterprise that you're part of alive and dynamic, and also keep it a place that a sensible person who's got a proper orientation could stand to work? And the answer is, do not do things you know to be stupid. Stand up and say, look, that's dumb, I'm not doing it. And if they ask you why, then you can say, well, A, I think it's stupid. B, if I do it, I'm going to get irritated and resentful. And also, if I do it, it's going to decrease my motivation. So I'm not doing it. And then if they push you too hard, it's like, hey, it's time for a different job. And that might be the best thing that ever happened to you, because if the structure you're in is going in that direction and you can't stop it, it's like, get the hell out of there and find something else. So it's not that hard to find a job when you already have a job. That's another thing to keep in mind, too. You know, whenever you're working, and you will be, especially in the world of today where jobs are relatively uncertain, you should always have an escape route planned. And it should be active, because if you don't have an escape route and you can't get away, you can't say no. And if you can't say no, you can't bargain. And if you can't bargain, you're a slave. So that's how the world is set out at the moment. It's probably always been like that, but it's something that you really need to know, because you got to watch. If your being is objecting to something that someone is forcing you to do, maybe you're right. Maybe you shouldn't be doing it. And lots of people end up living meaningless lives. And that's not a very good term, because there's no such thing as a meaningless life. Because one of the meanings of life is suffering. And there's no bloody way you're going to escape that. So you will not have a meaningless life. You'll have a life that's only suffering. And I wouldn't recommend that, because it'll make you one miserable creature. And plus, you'll warp everyone around you, because you'll be vengeful. So these things are really important. They're really important.
That was Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. His website is jordanbpeterson.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called The Danger in Meaningless Work, Jordan Peterson. Hey, follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton. I don't post all the time. It's maybe once or twice a week when I feel like ranting about something. And also make sure you tune in tomorrow, because if you've been wondering, you know, what to say when people ask you what you do, you're going to want to tune in tomorrow with Dr. George Fraser. I'll see you then. Peace.